If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Send us those voice notes as well, 063-688-0959. Everybody's talking to everybody. You made your mark, if you did, on the 29th of May. Who would you like your political party to partner with? What would be the best case scenario for you? And those who didn't vote too, because even if you didn't vote, this obviously affects all of us, right? So whatever arrangements these political parties come to, they affect all of us. So what is it that you'd like to see as a member of the society? And I find it very, very interesting, as you can hear the language, for instance, from the DA. The DA is saying, look, you know, we must all do it for the country. I remember very, very clearly the insults. And of course, I know what it's like when people are campaigning. But that you can have a multi-party charter solely put together to make sure that the ANC does not get over 50% was quite a serious thing, right? So it was, the focus was on making sure that the ANC loses. And here they are having a conversation with them. So I find that really, really interesting. Let me take a call from Matthew Parks, who is on the line with us as well. Let's hope this line is much better. He is a parliamentary coordinator at COSATU. Thank you so much, Mr. Parks, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for having us.
So we know that the ANC told us earlier on today that they're speaking to partners. You obviously are one of their partners. Before the elections, Ms. Losi spoke about the fact that the favorable outcome for you as COSATU, for you as workers, would not necessarily be a relationship between the ANC and the DA, but maybe something like the EFF and the ANC. Is that still the position of COSATU?
Yeah, so we're still undergoing internal consultations. We've had the National Office that has been meeting for the past 2 days. We had a political commission today, and we'll see if we can convene a central executive committee, which is the kind of highest decision-making body in COSATU, in the next few days. So we're kind of working the modalities of that. But we have had an alliance secretariat on Monday. Mm-hmm. We're meant to gone to an extended ANC MEC tomorrow, but we've been told tonight that it's going to be a normal MEC tomorrow, and then we'll be invited to a later extended MEC in a couple of days. So, yeah, it's a bit of a moving target, a lot of internal consultations. So, yeah, so we're not even doing an official statement yet because we still want to exhaust our internal processes. But, I mean, I think what we can say publicly, you know, what are the principles for us, and we want a stable government. We can't afford the kind of musical chairs we see in local government, where people chop and change mayors, like the weather changes, because that disrupts service delivery, that messes everything up. So it has to be a stable government. We think it has to be anchored on progressive principles about respecting the constitution, respecting the rule of law. Mm-hmm. And because we're a trade union federation, any party who would be part of such an arrangement, whatever modalities we look at, has to be parties which respect workers' rights, has to be parties which believe in labor laws, and also believe in the transformation agenda that we've pursued through the ANC for the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. So issues for that social important, like BE, National Health Insurance, Comprehensive Social Security. But equally, we also have to underline the fact that we can't return to the dark days of state capture. Mm-hmm. We have to maintain the fight against corruption, the campaign of renewing society. So I think that's one to kind of really emphasize those principles, because we've seen in some of these municipalities, they have no principles. It's simply about numbers and horse trading. And that's why you find announcements in Mandela Bay, they change mayors every few months. Nobody knows exactly who's in charge, and there's no program, et cetera. So, but yeah, look, we're confident. We'll conclude engagements in the next, you know, matter of days, because the National Assembly is meant to meet by next week, Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's a hard deadline.
Yeah.
And we're not going to go for another election. We're going to make sure we elect. But look, we're confident, because no matter what formulation you use, is it a ANC government? Is it a supply and confidence option? Is it a coalition? Is it a government, national unity? Whatever option we look at, the ANC will be the anchor of it. Mm-hmm. The president will be sort of on the pulse. I think it's just a question of which parties can be part of that kind of a formula of whichever type. And I think we do want to give some space for the ANC to conclude only internal engagements, and then to meet with us to kind of present our views and see what formulas can be working.
I'm sure, as Kasati, you have a view on the ANC's reaction to the results and the IEC's conduct. It must be concerning. What's your reaction to what's happening currently with regards to how the AMK party is reacting to the results that were presented by the IEC?
Look, we have to debate upon the rule of law. And the CMK grasped that simple constitutional concept, the better for everybody. If any party has an grievance with the IEC, that's fine. There are procedures in the Electoral Act. You can lodge your grievance with the IEC within set processes. If you're not happy with how the IEC responds to the issue, you can go to the Electoral Court. And actually, if you're not happy there, you have the right to go to the Constitutional Court. And there's nothing wrong with that. We've also many times raised, over many elections, they were not happy with the staffing levels at voting stations in townships, in informal areas. We're not happy with scanners or zip machines breaking down, the long queues at night, especially in townships where you've got high levels of crime, where you would want women to be able to walk safely home, and how do you expect her to walk safely home in Philippi at night? So there's nothing wrong with that, but that doesn't impact upon the credibility of whether or not the elections are free and fair. They are free and fair. We have a long record of having very efficient and free and fair elections with some issues inside, but integrity has never been within doubt. And the fact is, we've had ruling parties, be it the ANC, be it the IFP, be it the DA, who have lost power at a provincial or municipal level, and no one has challenged it because we know the integrity is there, the systems, you can raise your grievance. And the fact is that at a voting station, every party is allowed two party agents. Throughout the process, from opening the ballot boxes to the voting, to the counting of votes, to the sealing of the ballot boxes, and those results are available to the party agents. They're transcribed to the provincial and national centers where party agents also are there. There's external auditors. So South Africa's electoral system is one of the best in the world, and politicians shouldn't reflect their inability to win enough votes to blame the IEC. They should reflect on themselves. And the fact that the ANC, the ruling party, has made magnanimous. You know that.
Look,
has responded very well to not winning 51%. The ANC lost, for example, in municipality. They never threw a switch on the court. Never even asked for recount. They just simply said, "Yes, we hear the will of the people. We need to do better."
But as Labour, I'm sure you are concerned. Even if they don't, whatever arrangement they come to, when you look at the four parties at the top there, you can only rely on the ANC. When you look at the DA and what they want to do with Labour, that must be a concern. When you look at the MK party, even if they eventually come to the party, they're not even interested in the constitution. The EFF, you've bumped heads with the EFF before on some of their policies. It must be a concern for workers.
No, that is a deep, deep concern. I think that's also very, very worrying. Because the DA, over 30 years, has brought a record in Parliament of voting against every single Labour law. And in the manifesto, they said, you know, they want to scrap minimum wage, they want to scrap collective bargaining, all the Labour laws. And for us, that's a no-go. Equally, you can't be impressed with the MK party, which threatens violence, which threatens to undermine the credibility of elections and so forth. We can't also be happy with the theatrics of the EFF for many years in Parliament, where they have, you know, in the previous survey, they attempted to physically assault the President of the Republic, a civil reporter. And again, the EFF actually also voted against many of the labor laws, too, over the years. They voted against the minimum wage. They voted against the NHI bill as well. But we do appreciate, and that's why parties have different platforms, that's why they exist separately. We've always been attached to the ANC because the ANC has been a product of COSATU, of working class struggles over many years. We know its faults. But look, the results are the results. You have to now do mathematics. And how do you ensure that the ANC is able to form government? How do you ensure the president is elected? How do you ensure the stability? Because you don't want the circus we see in municipality of mayors changing every 3 months to be at the national level. We just can't afford that. So we need a very stable, progressive, law-abiding, constitutional respecting, workers' rights respecting government.
Even though everybody's accepting the results, this result, are you surprised by that, as Kasatu?
Yes and no. I mean, I think we also have a opinion poll since late last year indicating the ANC would struggle to get 50%, but would be the major party nationally. I think the result of KZN did surprise everybody across the country. I don't think anybody else expected it. But look, I mean, to be fair to the ANC, if you've been ruling a country for 3 decades, you are bound to lose support, you're bound to irritate, to fragment support. And the ANC had to overcome real challenges in this election campaign, from the decade of state capture, the corruption, the issue of load shedding, a struggling economy, high levels of unemployment, poverty and crime. Despite that, the ANC got 41% and was a majority party in, what is it, 6 out of 9 provinces. So that shows your society still has faith in the ANC. They want the ANC to do well, but they're also irritated by the many scandals. And it's a message to the ANC, guys, you've got to do better. The pain is not unlimited. The fact is the DA is at half the level of ANC. The DA is actually plateaued in terms of its support base. The EFF declined significantly. So I think, yeah, the message to ANC is you got to do better. Society wants you to do better. Society needs you to do better. But again, if you misbehave, there are consequences when voters get irritated.
And to your point, I mean, as you continue to support the ANC and one understands why, what kind of frank discussions do you have post all of this do you need to have with the ANC?
I mean, the ANC's credit, they have the same frank conversations. It's not the ANC of previous years when it might have denied blunders, might have closed ranks to defend delinquents. So the fact is today you have a Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture who is charged. That's right. The state is holding people accountable, even powerful people. And the fact is, to the minister's credit, he immediately resigned. And the ANC said, yes, no, you must resign because that's the rule of step aside. The Speaker of the National Assembly, equally charged, resigns. A bit month before elections, but still. So you're implementing very profound principles of holding the most powerful citizens in society accountable, even if they are leaders of the ANC. So that's a major achievement. No one obviously is thrilled when you see politicians getting charged for corruption because that's not a happy occasion. But we do celebrate a culture of accountability that ANC is putting in place under the president of saying no matter who you are, if you're charged, you have not even been tried, you're just charged. It's just a preliminary stage. You will step aside. So I think for us, we do appreciate that thing. You know, it's been a long journey because corruption really has become endemic, not just in the ANC, across society, in business, in government, in the private sector, among other political parties too. It's a cancer across the nation. But, you know, those kind of principles are really important to turn things around.
And you know, apart from that, I'm sure there are other things that you need to discuss, ANC and others. And I know local government is not necessarily run by the ANC, but the point here is that the provincial governments have an oversight role to make sure that some of these municipalities do actually do service delivery. You've seen how some companies have decided to leave certain areas because there just was poor delivery, which obviously, unfortunately, means that workers lost jobs. Obviously, there's a conversation to be had there as well.
Many, many conversations. We've been having it for some time in different platforms because, you know, they have a huge impact. When Clover closes in Frankfurt and Lichtenberg, workers lose jobs. So in the Clover closed because they said the municipalities are failing to provide water, electricity, roads, the basics for them to operate. We raised it. So we've had lots of engagements around the issue of Eskom because that's the lifeline of the economy. We're having engagements around transport because it's key to mining, manufacturing, agriculture. Just like our unions like SACTU, the clothing workers union, we're working closely with SARS to ensure customs enforcement because you need to protect local industries from cheap, subsidized, illegal imports coming in. And again, we've had a lot of engagement with government around the issue of corruption because that denies money needed to pay the salaries of nurses. It denies money needed to provide medication to hospitals or to fund schools or fund home affairs. And I think the ANC gets that and then the ANC work on it. I think we know it's actually going to be perfect, but I think if you can recognize the problem and you work towards resolving it, that's a positive sign. But also, look, we've had a lot of own goals. We've got to fix them up and we can't simply afford it. That's why we're keen on having a stable government, because if you don't have a stable government, makes it very difficult to fix home affairs, just to fix the police service, to fix hospitals or to pave roads, etc.
I appreciate your time. Matthew Sparks there is Kosatu Parliamentary Coordinator. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.